This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
We'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, nah, this will get out something.
You know what it looks You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
What are you going to fight? Someone came up to me.
Can you just put the volume up a little bit?
Someone came up to me in Cardiff.
That's bare loud.
From the, your volume's on the thing, no?
No, I'm saying.
This ain't loud. I'll put, touch
what's down. Loud?
No, that's what I mean. Like, who you going to go up for?
No, because sometimes when you're talking, you finger it. Like, if you're talking and then it...
Underneath. Oh.
Yeah.
He came up to me and he goes, yo, the last episode, man, like where was the soundboard? I said, oh, it's not a thing that we do every week.
No, it's one to be too many.
Yeah, but it's you that runs that. So I'm like, if Marv don't connect his phone...
Nah, you know it's because when I got here last week...
He goes,
week,
yo, make sure you tell him, man. I like
Hey, yo.
Hey. So what people find entertaining sometimes... Maybe it might be your timing.
No, it's not that. Oh, yeah.
It has to be that, though.
No, but last...
Because you run it.
No, but last week episode, I did put the soundboard on. I just used...
No, maybe the episode before
that. You didn't have the sound... You didn't have the headphones, but I was still doing it.
Oh, so you was enjoying yourself.
I wasn't doing it too much because you wouldn't hear it, but I was doing it, though.
Oh, so you're thinking about the listeners. Oh, look at you.
You're a joker. Brent, is everyone in the middle of the camera, please? Thank you, man. Because Taser loves moving, man.
Bro, I got itchy pants, bro. Allow me, man.
Well, you're cleaning your bum properly.
Hey, Spotify, how come I can't read comments on desktop?
Swear?
Yeah, I tried to get the comments on the laptop.
You just laptop, man. Just do it on your phone, man.
Five bags worth of laptop and you can't open the
comments. This brother is moving. Bro, that's mad, bro.
That's what I'm shouting at Spotify. I'm saying, yo, like...
Because of Taser, I ordered special fried rice today to fuck up all your bets.
You really think people are going to bet me?
I don't know, but people might be like, I don't care. I'm stubborn, bro.
Yeah, I know you're stubborn. That's why I said chow mein. I didn't say Chinese. I said chow mein.
This brother put on his story, anyone want to bet that Marvin brings chow mein to the studio? Whatever. I was ordering on my phone. I saw that.
look.
I said, let me get a special fried rice.
How do you know I didn't do that knowing that you were going to change your order?
If I did, you're a genius.
That's how I know you.
Cool.
I knew you were going to do that, though.
You're a genius, then.
I wrote William Hill. I said, yo, let me slap a grand that this guy ordered special fried rice. So who's Marvin? I said, don't worry about that.
And the funniest clip is when we're talking about the issue on Twitter about me eating chow mein. And we're talking, I'm eating chow mein again. But yeah, let me not eat it no more anyway. Let me take a break. A young hiatus.
So you let them bully you out eating Chinese?
No. I'm still eating it. It's because Taser said, let's take bets on if mom's going to eat chow mein.
That's believe me. All right, someone's called Dan, yeah. Say, yo, Keith, you need to stop drinking Red Bull. You had some wild takes on this episode. Apparently your most deaf take. Some people weren't.
Man found the one comment that says, and I checked on the way here.
Oh, so you read it? Yeah?
No, bro, I read it on the way
look
here.
Look at this brother. Look at this brother.
I had to check.
Bro, keep the recommends. Yeah.
No, for the most part,
man's already messaged.
You
just exposed yourself.
You man don't understand. You have me rattled. You have me rattled from that last episode. You have me rattled from that last episode, bro.
My message done already. You know, say yeah. Shout out you, man.
Who?
No, the dad, the brother left a comment.
Oh.
All right, so basically, I want to clarify the whole debate here.
Sorry, one sec. I think it's... Hello?
What? The phone's not... Oh, it's connected.
So I think it might be the Uber outside. Wait, is there anyone outside? Sorry. Sorry, mate.
Just to clarify, yeah.
Thanks, man.
I wasn't debating whether Mos Def was a legend. Obviously, the conversation went down that route. I don't know. I don't care.
9700. Thank you.
I don't listen to him. Like, if you go to any of my search bars on my laptop, bro, the last time I typed Mos Def was when he dropped an episode with Dave Chappelle podcast. I don't listen to
Thank
him.
Thank you.
So whether he's a legend or not, I wasn't debating that.
Yes,
what I was asking was Keith to give me reasons as to why he's a legend. That's what I was... Obviously, the conversation kind of flew wherever it flew, but that's the point I was trying to make. Like, people make statements, but they can't explain why.
Marvin said he isn't. That's the debate.
I'm talking about me. My part of the argument.
Yeah, but my part of the argument was this year. If that's the case, everyone's a legend then. To a degree. Because to somebody, someone is a legend.
And I think legendary status isn't, you know what I mean, a one position thing where you're like, there's only one person that can be here. There's a lot of people in this that, you know, have, you know, done a lot for... I'd say, you know, that have put in the work where they've gained legendary status in some way. So I think where we probably made the mistake essentially is kind of approaching it like there's one criteria of being a legend. And I feel like there's so much. Because like I said, some people might consider someone like LL Cool J a legend. You know what I mean? From, you know, going from music to movies to TV and doing everything he did. Some people might look at it and think, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you. But LL Cool J, for example, as Taze was saying, I can give you reasons why LL was, like, in terms of, even there was a point in time where Jay-Z couldn't get, you know, Jay-Z couldn't get signed because of LL.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Because they were saying that, like, every record company wanted LL. So they were saying, if you can be more like LL, then, but if not, and Jay-Z's always, that's why they've got, like, this unknown rivalry that people, a lot of people don't know about. They didn't get on. Because I think apparently something happened with LL and Jay-Z, and LL said something to Jay-Z, like, nah. I can't remember what it was, but something happened between them. That's why they don't get on. Because LL, people don't realize, LL was he was the first rapper to like make music for the girls.
Yeah.
He was like the Drake before Drake.
Oh, so when he done this,
odd sicko, sicko, absolute sicko. Hey, that,
but you know, that bro, that no, wasn't even his only crime. LL used to walk. I've seen the tape you're talking about, but LL, bro, he's around with the chicken leg, you know, you're like, one, you're
no,
too big.
No, he still does it.
Bro, look at how big LL is.
No, but he still does
that's
it.
That's bad. What I'm saying, bro. Do you know how big that nigga is?
There's a video of him going to the airport, he still had
brother,
it.
You don't realize that's not that bad because the thing is, in New York or whatever, that man done that, cool, that is garbage. Brother, you're on WWF, WWE. Every single time the camera came to you, man done that.
That was his finishing move.
Brother, every single time. I'm like, bro, kids are watching this. It got to the point the camera was like, oh, fuck this, bro. I'm not even going to him no more. Bro, the camera went to him 8 separate times. Man done that every single time. Like, what are you doing? What does that mean, bro?
The funniest part of this is, I know it's 8 times because I know you counted.
Brother, I was like, that's too.
Oh, it's 8?
It's several.
Bro.
Oh, they're African, several. It was several.
Speaking of New York niggas, yeah? You see when Drake had the glazed Timbs.
Nah, I ain't
seen
that.
You see the glazed Tims,
no.
Bro, please taste it.
When you say glazed or patent, I mean like...
No, glazed.
Oh, the patent ones.
Bro, glazed Tims.
Yeah, some like, girl said it to me, glazed... said, I think these will suit you. I say, man.
Brother, man had the glazed donut Tims, Marvin. Like, they are, you know, the shiny Tims.
I can't lie, they were cooking us still on Spotify still.
Yeah, I'm going to read some of them, because I read that.
But on YouTube, the first comment was someone bigging us up. Joey, I feel like it depends on how you look at it. I feel like the problem is with this topic is that there's a lot of people that take it personal. I'm not taking it personal.
I'm just talking about
in terms of what I see in regards to, like, for me, personally, it's like this. I just feel like most of it was cheeky for what he said.
It was very cheeky, I'm not disputing what he said. I agree.
And now he's backtracked.
He didn't backtrack. He didn't. And this is Taser said the spirit of hip hop. If you listen, bro, he's very talented.
I tried to DM him. Like, bro, no one wants to talk to you, bro.
Did you? If you listen to what he said before, and you listen to this, there's nothing different he said outside of him saying, "Bro, you know what I mean? It's gone where it's not supposed to go."
He
said the exact same thing. If you listen to this and you listen to the previous thing, and he said anything different. Anton called me up on the same shit. He was like, "My man." I was like, "Brother, he said the same thing."
Okay, the conversation is going to go how?
What are you ringing
me for? So Drake, I just think that you should have a bit more of a message in your raps. All I'm saying.
But my thing is, if you like, listen to what, that's why
my man said, when it's all said and done, where's the message?
That's literally what he was saying.
If you called me and said, "Yo, Taser, you got 7 days left. I'm not going to the stereo putting on Mos Def, blood. It's not Mos Def that I'm going for."
No, but my thing is with people, the conversation that we had, people are having a very different conversation to what Mos Def said. And this is why, you know what I mean, everything
no,
as well.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Even
as
from
a,
him, like,
okay,
Keith, the
as
Drake
a,
bit,
as a Mos Def fan, yeah, the part where he speaks about Drake, can you admit that he was being condescending?
You're Mos Def fan?
The I'm not really a Mos Def fan. Like,
okay, but can you admit that he was being condescending?
I wouldn't say condescending. I can say he had better wording. Man, I'm being honest,
bro.
I am being honest.
He was being
That's Mikey.
What's his favorite word? You'd be disingenuous.
And if I am, I am. Like I said, I'm telling you, bro, my interpretation of it and listening to the whole thing. This is why I'm saying to you, man, until you've listened to the whole thing, bro,
how long is the whole thing?
It's an interview. It's about 27 minutes.
Bro, listen.
But that's my thing. You have to listen to the greater thing to get it.
No, but Keith, you see Common, yeah, when they speak to Common about Drake.
Yeah.
Common, if you hear what Common says, it's like, I hear it. Common's like, Drake is very talented, like, for someone to have a career that long and span blah, 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 he's got to be a part of the culture for that. So it's kind of like, it depends on how you say things. Like, my thing is, this, at the end of the day, as Arnold said last episode, if another podcast was just to ask another podcast about Free Shots, and they were like, yeah, I rate what Free Shots has done, but that kind of podcast for me, then they start laughing, then the interviewer starts laughing.
So much skis. And then,
like,
so bro, much product.
No, and I feel bro,
like,
you
like could, I said, if you put in the work you've put in and you know where you stand, it is what it is.
That's not the point,
that's
Keith.
What we're asking you.
But
that's
my thing, and like I said, that's
what we're asking you.
What are you asking me?
Was he being condescending?
No, not in my opinion, no.
Keith.
That's my opinion.
The thing is, I can admit last episode
that you'll take for a while.
No, my take for a while. That's my take. But I was going in a bit on Mos Def.
That broccoli's booming,
brother.
That knows healthy food, my.
Smells like Iceland in here, blood. That smells like the what's it called? The lagoon.
The lights.
Smells like the lagoon in here, bro.
Hey, them ever laying pink salt, brother? That bro. This guy's killed off the studio, you know.
Be all right, we'll be finishing.
What is that?
It's just the broccoli.
Broccoli, potatoes, and chicken.
It's the broccoli and the carrots that smells.
Where you get that from?
I made it myself. Nothing else in there. Literally broccoli, rice, and potato. Wait, I mean, broccoli, chicken, and potato. The who?
The filtered water. That's what you bought that vegetable in.
That is hard.
Bro, it's just broccoli that's been in an enclosed space for the last 2 hours.
2 years.
Been in here for 2 hours. I made this just before I left my house.
Broccoli knows when I boil it at home.
Because you eat it straight away or you leave it like that.
What, straight from the pot? Bang.
When I say straight away, do you put it in your thing and just leave it in there for hours?
No. I boil it and then it's in the pot. I drain it and then whatever.
What are we doing here, bro? Right, by the way, recipes. I have a question before we move on, yeah? Are there any rules in war?
None.
In a sense of, like...
It's Nikki and... none.
Nope. So, like, when Nikki's mentioning her mum, who's deceased, and she's mentioning her child, who's also deceased, it's fair game.
But yeah. Did the child die? Makes the child.
There was a conversation about... Sorry. Because I saw a debate about the video where they were... Megan was trying to get Nikki drunk, and Nikki was like, I'm pregnant. And Megan was being insensitive towards it kind of thing. But like all of the old clips have come back and it's like now there's a new narrative that this is what was going on and that's what was going on and like I don't know, but I was just wondering because I watch battle rap, innit? I'm a big battle rap fan, but there's no rules in that, bro. Man will say it in the contract, don't mention my daughter.
You know what the rules started coming in when
man said that little bitch. Man said, bro, I swear.
Bro,
see man slapping bars.
The rules, people started trying to put in rules when it was Drake and Pusha, and you know what I mean, and Pusha was saying things. That's where people started to say, hey, you can't say this. And I was like, hey, when did this start?
I didn't see that. I saw people laughing when Pusha done that. People like,
it's over.
No, because it started with 40.
What he was talking about,
when he was
40.
Ill.
Man, 666.
Oh, okay.
That's where people are like, you can't say that. Bro, and I was like, Tupac really said, ain't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something. Fuck around, give your ass a heart attack.
You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or a heart attack. You better back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up.
We can't say things no more.
Was that 994, son?
You give you a seizure.
Yeah, that was.
Was that 94, 95?
I think it was T-Bad that 96. It might have been about 95, yeah.
Yeah, that was then, though. The rules have changed.
But my thing is, why?
That's still to date. Greatest diss track of all time.
That's my thing. You know,
very
what I mean?
Disrespectful.
So you know, if you're going to war and you're
how
going,
how did Biggie feel?
Bro, Little C said, "Yo, it was dark in the studio, bro."
Bro, Puff Daddy would didn't dance for a month. I heard.
What do you mean?
Like, yes.
I said he had the shivers. You know,
take that. He didn't dance for a month, bro.
That's probably when the freakathon started. You know,
I saw Diddy say, "If you played it, we took your decks." Remember that? He said, "Interview." He He's like, if we in a club and the DJ played it, we're taking your decks. I heard them remember taking, confiscating decks, bro.
How many decks did it take?
But you can't play that. You can't play that. And no, I can't be in a rave you play that.
No, it's kind of like,
bro, I've been in a rave here and I'd be like, no, looking I heard at the DJ, like, yo,
and it's
brother.
It's people from his side of London.
The tune's
but
the tune's coming. I'm
looking at the DJ.
I'm looking at my like, brother. The man over there, you know, bro. You know, I went to one rave, yeah. I was skanking, yeah. Then I heard, fuck you mean? Yeah. But there was man in that dance that they don't, brother. This brother, he's a rat. From the moment they saw that video of him saying, yes, ma'am, they've written him off, yeah. This DJ, and you know the DJ as well, has put him in. But obviously, yeah, it's the biggest hip hop song. I hear it.
Yeah.
It kind of has to be in your set, but you kind of need to look at who's around before you play that, innit? So I heard, fuck you mean? I tapped David. I said, bro, give it a minute. The way he's going to wheel that tune is not going to be because it's a good tune. Because he can't play it again, yeah? Obviously, these men have told him, yo, lock that. What do you mean? He's thought it's a wheeler. So he's wheeled it. Then he's gearing it up again. You know what I mean? Fuck. They said, no, stop playing that. And then they went over to him. Bub, the way they draped him, yeah? I said, next tune, I don't know what tune came next. David's like, bro, I said, I told you.
So I gotta hang out with niggas, bro. Because you're like, bro, man can't even enjoy music anymore because man have the agenda.
You gotta know where you are, bro.
That's what happened at Carnival.
You see?
They played Scraps. They played Who's That Dipping in the Beamer. Everyone's got mad, yeah? Obviously, because most of London don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah? There's a particular set that were going mad. I think the DJ's thinking, yo...
They threw a bottle at him,
no,
bro.
No, but that was after. He's like, yo, I am shedding right now. He doesn't know. No, they're going mad because they're upset.
Yeah.
Next minute, bottles getting thrown. Yeah.
Well, someone should have whispered in his ear.
The two got war. Next minute, I heard, the game is mine.
But bro, obviously, hey. Whisper in the man's ear. Say like, bro, come on, man. Like,
no, but the only problem is it's not the DJ's fault.
I hear that,
because
but
really, if I'm a DJ...
Bro, I was at Future concert,
Scraps,
yeah.
Scraps, it's a banger, but... Like, yeah, I can't play back because you don't like them, man.
No,
what's that doing?
I hear you, but just know where you are in it. Because that's it. Just
yeah,
know where you
are. The carnival is, 3 million people. What do you mean, know where you are?
You're in the ends, bro.
Yeah, but
and also,
but that's both sides.
But also, you got to remember, you're in those ends, yeah, as in where they're local, innit? And you know what it takes for them to get there. It's not an easy ride. So, in their mind, privilege is privilege. So, when they hear that, they're like, no, there's no way. Because in their mind, yeah, there's 3 million people, but they're not from the ends. That's how they're looking at it. I'll fight everyone here. That's how... Bro, I remember one time I buck a corner, I saw blue bandana, I saw red bandana, and there was a standoff. I said, where is the police? I did a U-turn. And I saw on the news, fights between Crips and Bloods. I said, in Grove? What's going on here? But bro, it's a real thing, man.
That's a sad existence, bro.
Also, the scored Jesus.
Mm.
Proper sad existence.
Well, that's how some people are living, man.
That's crazy to me. You know what I mean? Like, imagine thinking, and this is why I enjoy Dubai, going out in Dubai more than here, because I don't have to think about stuff like that.
Nah, I might have gotten rushed over there too. I've seen a couple of men get stabbed out over there.
Again, in situations like that, they're few and far between.
Hey, someone messaged me, yeah? Sorry to cut you, yeah. Someone messaged me and said, tell Keith, stop lying. Smize, we're listening to most deaf.
Who?
Smize.
I didn't say Smize.
No, I know. When you said your old friends, obviously Smize came up. I was like, yeah, I can't picture Smize listening to most deaf.
Smize, you know what I mean? I don't think he even knows who that is.
I don't think even listen to Drake either.
Nah, I don't even
know. I told you the time I saw Smize in the Incred and smoking a fag in the city
what?
Center. Hey, just chilling on the...
Bro, wait. You just going to just run with the... Yo.
What, cigarette?
You didn't say cigarette, my brother.
People call it a fag?
I hear you.
Oh, you're moving mad, man.
That's acceptable.
No, what?
That's it, man. You just can't use the word for other things.
Brent.
I think you can fly to me.
Yeah, bro.
Brent likes drama, man. Hey, no, listen to Brent, bro.
Fact today.
Yeah.
Who said fact today?
Bro, everyone, white people,
I'm talking
about.
All right, cool. Leave it in, bro.
Bro,
nobody's going to try it like that.
No. What are you talking about?
Nobody.
I'll be that he will think I'm trying.
No, I'm just saying.
Nobody has an issue with the word fag in relation to a cigarette.
Yeah.
It's the other way.
No, I get the in relation to, but it's just the term in general.
Nobody has an issue with it that way.
I can't lie to you. I don't hear it no more.
I think it's when you put the G-O-T after.
I don't hear it no more is all I'm saying.
Oh, you must not be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but remember, we're not smokers.
What? So you think smokers are still referring to it as that?
Yes.
Cockney people.
Brother.
A fag.
Bro, on my mum's side,
you know,
let people listening to it right
Cockney
now tell us.
That's Cockney slang. Oily rag is a fag. Yeah.
Mm.
You got oily rag, mate.
What?
That's what, like, rhyming slang. Oily rag is a fag. Whistle and flute is a suit.
Bro, nobody.
You might think it's
dog
and bone is a phone.
Bro, nobody has an issue with that word in relation to a cigarette. I guarantee you. Like I said, if anyone's listening and, you know, if you it's a word,
that's your business.
100%. facts.
You lot are dumb.
Because man is not, I'm not, the thing is, it's about the intent behind what you say. If there's no intent, I haven't said, remember, if I say that guy was a, different. Okay, cool, I didn't say that.
But I'm not comfortable with even a white person saying it. I know they show us in movies and that, but a man can't just tell me because he's reading the book, the N-word is there, he's saying it.
Brother, it's not.
How is it different? The intent behind it.
Bro, it's been a cigarette since God knows when.
Yeah, but it's now offensive. Is what I'm saying.
No, it isn't. The other use is offensive.
N-I-G-G-A or N-I-G-G-A or whatever. It's never had a.
You don't be like the use.
I never mean
it. It's never meant night trainers or it's never meant dungarees. It's meant
that
nigger.
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's an interesting convo, but.
Man, out there trying to throw man.
No, what is that? I was saving who?
No, I tell you, it's politically correct.
Too politically correct, bro. What in the?
You know, eat your food, man.
What is that?
Your broccoli's not politically correct.
This fat rice is pale, man.
Ain't no soy sauce in that.
Fuming.
that's
very special.
That's the gentrified one.
I'm fuming. Next week's charming. Back to regular school.
Man wanted the SPA, you know.
No, but when it comes to, you know, like you were talking about man getting rushed and stuff like that in Dubai, it depends on how it goes. Me, I tell niggas, bro, I'll call the police. You will do 92 years in them jails there. I told you when I got into a madness with the dude, and I told the dude, let's get it cracking, let's all go jail.
Yeah, but brother, you can't plead your way out.
The problem in Dubai is you can't call police like that.
And you can't plead your case.
By the time you call the police, they're not there.
Bro, let me tell you.
By the time you call the police, you got to go to Al Jafara Police Station.
Let me tell you something about even one of my brethren when he got niggas.
No, but why do you
want
to go there?
They know where you are. In terms of, like, one thing he didn't know is in terms of, you see the biometrics and the cameras and stuff like that, especially if you're registered over there, trust me, it's not as easy to just keep it stepping. And that's why most people will avoid it. What you get is the people that get it cracking are people that probably won't say nothing. Because like I said, it's niggas versus niggas that won't say nothing, you know what I mean? But they'll take it on the chin and keep it moving. You do that to a regular person that's going to tell on you, you're finished. Simple as that.
I don't know, Keith, man. I hear you, but...
Bro, you're not going over there and battering a random person and just
battering, but I'm just saying, like, man are fighting over there.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And those are man that, you know what I mean? You have two sets of people that were involved in a fight and neither of them wants to get in trouble, so they keep it stepping. That's understandable. But you don't get man just laying into you, you know what I mean, on a random one.
Last time I was there, I saw a man get banged in the club and you started talking to the brother afterwards.
Exactly, because these men are, you know, niggas that don't believe in telling and so on and so on. I believe in telling. I believe in you're going to jail. Straight. I tell niggas I ain't got time for that shit. You think I traveled to another country, bro, to have a man try and fight me?
You see this brother here, yeah? My God, brother, I don't even know what that video looks like because I was in the zone, blood. That video maybe looks mad. Bro,
I've won my bet, man. William Hill, pay me, man.
You're dumb.
Hey.
No way I'm going abroad, bro, to go get smacked up and not say nothing. You're going to jail. Crazy.
No one's saying get smacked up, man.
Going to jail. Bro, I tell niggas, I press charges. Especially in the country, bro, where them rules are mad strict.
That's what I'm saying.
When they're in there flogging, man. I want man to get flogged. I'm going in for the maximum charges. I want them to beat you senseless.
So, yeah, go back to this most different thing to round up before you move on, yeah? So, if both are legends, sorry, if one's a legend, one's an undoubtable legend. Can they speak? What am I trying to get to?
How do you qualify?
No, not even that. Does it ever get to a point where someone shouldn't speak about someone because of what they've achieved?
No. In terms of, and yes and no. If you've never achieved anything, it's definitely a difficult conversation. I still think your opinion is an opinion, but it's a harder conversation to have. I feel like as a rapper, you know what I mean? And I'm talking, you know, as a, you know, bars and what Mos Def has done, he can speak on rapping, you know what I mean? Which is what he was speaking about, you know, in terms of what he was speaking. He's speaking about something that he knows. Joe Budden doesn't have the success that a lot of men have in music, essentially. Yeah. But bar for bar, a lot of men can't see him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So we can't say, because Joe Budden's not hit, that level of success, XYZ, he can't have this conversation. It's not a lot of man.
Okay, cool. But his the problem that he had with Drake is making it seem as if all of Drake's music is like that. And that's why,
bro,
I didn't like.
He did. But my thing is, bro, you took a soundbite. My man was like, the music he makes, you know what I mean? He's like, the music he makes is, and it's not even something that was out there because it's commercial music. Literally, what he was saying is it's commercial.
Yeah, but not all of it is. That's the, and the point Taylor's trying to make is that you've made it seem like
that's all he makes.
I can't remember who it was. I think it was, I don't know who was it. So anyway, someone in one podcast were like, I might have been Charlemagne maybe, that was saying that Drake's never made Pitbull music.
He's
never made Flo Rida music. The way you're making it seem is like man's made that kind of music or Jason Derulo music. He hasn't. But it's still been music that's been within the culture and within the wheelhouse of hip hop. It's just maybe it's easier to listen to or more palatable. But the way Mos Def was making it sound was like you go Target, you hear that.
And it's
whereas the music we make is the essence of hip hop and like you can only hear it in certain places. Like,
that's why he played the Mos Def video when the Method Man video. And he goes, what is hip hop? And Method Man was answering and basically saying it's a lot of things. And Drake embodies pretty much every single thing that he mentioned. Mos Def made it seem as if, like you said, he's making that kind of music and that's it. It's like, no, man.
But my thing is, and again, for us, it's very difficult to have this conversation without the wider clip. You know what I mean? I
feel like, why?
No, you lot, I feel like you lot need to watch the wider clip. You know what I mean? And then it becomes less offensive, essentially, because for him, he wasn't even just speaking about Drake in that whole thing. Drake is the biggest artist, so that's why he ends up being the example. But when he was talking about the state of the world, and I'll give you an example. You see Joe Budden and them, when they started listening to this clip, because I actually went back and I listened to their episode, the first thing they were saying is the same thing, where you're like, rah, that's mad cheeky. And then if you listen to the whole clip, you hear the tone change. You know what I mean? In kind of their opinion on the situation because it's a wider conversation. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, literally, if you have 15, 20 minutes or 15 minutes, bro, or even less, you don't even need. Just listen to 10 minutes of it. I guarantee you,
I know, but
understand the wider thing.
Joe Biden and them still said that it was still he can still see why it was. You know what I'm
in a way, like, for me, I can say, you know what I mean?
I called him a Bohemian Bucket, bro.
What?
That's what Drake called most there.
Oh, serious?
He called him a Bohemian Bucket. Apparently, I mean, he's cracking in Toronto.
That's a bar. My thing is this here. I remember Bohemian because of Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. You know when you said less offensive? Less offensive doesn't mean it's not offensive, because that's like someone saying, that's like when Britain said we're the least racist country in Europe. Doesn't mean you're not racist, bro. You just said you're the least racist. So my thing is this, at the end of the day, I hear what you're saying, but sometimes, as I said here, Mos Def can talk about anyone he wants. He could say, for example, Drake makes more commercial hip hop. It's still a level of hip hop, but in terms of hip hop, the essence of hip hop, maybe it might have been lost a bit because of, I don't know. But that's fine. But when you're doing the whole laughing and whatever, that's my issue. And my thing is this, hip hop evolves. That's like, for example, you know, like KRS-One, Rakim, all them lot. Them I used to talk, I mean, used to rap a particular way. The hip, the hop, the hibby, whatever, whatever. That's like them hearing DMX or Biggie Smalls and being like, this ain't hip hop. This ain't what we created. Bro, it changes, it evolves over time. Because Lil Wayne, Biggie, they weren't sounding like them lot was sounding back in the day. As Danny Glover was saying about them man rapping about, I went to the shop and got a hat. I went to the store today to get myself a hat. Them are rapping like that back in the day. So things evolve. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like even the NBA Youngboy, the conversation that we have about him sometimes can sound ignorant because we don't listen to him. That's for the new gen.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I don't listen to man. Playboy Carti and them, like, Playboy Carti cool, but some of the music the youngsters are listening to now, I don't listen to, but I might be sounding like, I don't want to sound like Mos Def to Drake, or I don't want to sound like our parents did when they heard Graham.
I want to ask you something. In terms of, because you were talking about, you know what I mean, the way he was saying it was, you know what I mean, offensive essentially. what's
it was
wrong?
Cheeky. It was cheeky.
Cheeky. So, like I said, why can't someone throw out a cheeky statement?
Why do you need to try?
Why not? Segment? But that's my thing. You know what I mean? We've had this conversation before where I feel like, you know,
it's disrespectful.
Bro, like I said, if you're like they were friends, they're brethren, why would you say that? Like I said, you know what I mean? You're an artist. I've said what I've said about, you know what I mean, your music in the way that I've said it, essentially. I may not have meant it in that way. It's been taken this way. I've cleared it up. It is what it is. Just because Drake's the biggest artist in the world doesn't mean everyone has to kind of approach him, you know what I mean, like,
so
nicely.
Why is he saying, let's get on the phone then? Just move on then.
No, but like I'm saying, with him, based on, you know what I mean, my interpretation of it, it's like, bro, I put my opinion out. I didn't know it was going to be received in that way. And, you know, my opinion is still my opinion. And like I said, he didn't change his opinion.
He's just smoke moon moonwalking though. Yeah.
Listen, if that's how you don't see it, I personally don't see it in that way. And I... You know, and not to say that it's you lot. I just say Drake fans in general.
Bro, a man said...
Man got a call from Jay Prince. Brother, just listen here, buddy.
Listen here, partner.
That's the episode about Drake.
Well, most definitely, like I said, if you listen to that whole thing, he's more interested in, you know what I mean, the bigger picture and, you know what I mean, the impact on what's being done, you know what I mean, for the world. And he was talking about Palestine. And that's why I said Drake, the bit about Drake was a small part of that situation. And that's why I was like, you have to listen to the bigger thing. So that's why now, like, niggas will listen to what he said. Now say he's backtracking. I was like, you can't say he's backtracking if you ain't listened to the first thing, like the whole thing. You know what I mean? So it's easy because everyone's just kind of clipped onto this part is wavy. You know what I mean? This is more entertaining. That's what everyone's latched onto. So for me, I feel like it's easier for us to have this conversation if you lot can say we've listened to the whole thing and we still think it's XYZ. And that's why for me, I was like, just go and listen to it and let's have this conversation.
But when you say the whole thing, it's other topics. It's not to do
no, right. It's a bigger topic. No, if you listen to something where you're like, you know what I mean? It's a bigger topic. And that is a soundbite from that conversation. I'm like, just listen to the thing. Just listen to the thing. You know what I mean? And like I said, if you can sit there and say, you know what? I've listened to this and it makes no difference. Cool. We can't debate this if man ain't listened to it.
No, Keith, you don't get what we're saying. For some reason, you want us to watch this clip, but you've already admitted that it is cheeky, so we don't need to watch it.
No, I said,
because...
like I'm saying, in your interpretation, I was like, you asked me initially where, okay, I was like, cool. You asked me if I think it was condescending, and I said no. What he said, I said no, and which is why I keep telling you, man, if you listen to the wider
thing, but I don't mean it's not condescending. Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
That's your opinion. Like, in my opinion, it isn't. That's my take on it. You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
Yeah, man. No, that's fair. That's fair.
You know what I mean? And that's why I was like, and my opinion comes from listening to the wider thing. When you listen to it, you still might not agree with my opinion, but it's, you know what I mean? I feel like it's more informed
just
when you listen to it.
Why you mentioned me? Just mention Palestine and Dunn, man. What's
Drake's the biggest artist in the world. If you don't want to get mentioned, you wouldn't be where he is.
So you've done it for the views. Makes sense now. Except for, let me name drop the biggest artist in the world.
It's not name dropping. Like, if you're in a conversation talking about music and the state of music, why won't people... Like,
yeah, but he's a legend.
It's like being around at the same time when Michael Jackson was there.
Another thing, I know that interview ain't getting an interview with Drake anytime soon, but you there laughing too.
Yeah, you know he's petty. So,
but my thing is, it is what it is, bro. All of this whole, you know what I mean, we have to pussyfoot around my man in the hopes that we get an interview.
No one said, he's free to say whatever he wants to say.
No one ever said pussyfoot. My thing is this, yeah. That's like, even the pod, for example, be mindful how you talk about people because they might be a guest. For example, Chips said he might come on pods. Imagine us, man, just being...
I don't think he wants to come on pods. He wants to forward.
Man's going to forward to pods, for example. But that's like us dissing Chip. Or being cheeky about Chip and then saying, everyone put your foot in. No, it's not
really I'm more mindful of stuff like that simply because of kind of how you man view it. You know me. I say stuff and you're like, don't say it like that or don't say this. For me, I've always been comfortable saying certain things a certain way. I can understand how some people have an issue with it and I know how you guys see it. But for me, bro, it is what it is. If
you can't go on someone's project and say, that project was shit, man.
No, I'm outside.
You know what? That wasn't really my thing. There's a way you can
say it. Why do I have to say it like that, bro, when I can just say it how I want to say it?
You can't say the thing was shit, though.
But then the thing is that's a freedom of speech conversation.
Freedom of speech is fine.
Because you can say what you're saying, but then if man want to do you something when they see you
out,
that's up to you.
Bro. You know what I mean? If niggas want to fight over their project because their project is shit, that's on them.
I know,
take it on the chin. It is what it is, bro. But I feel like there's so many things where there's so much...
Yeah, but Marv's not letting a man say the podcast is shit, though. Mom's headbutting, man, so...
I am not... Bro,
someone, or you can say it over there. Well, you can't say it in front of me.
If somebody says the podcast is shit, bro, I'm not fighting them over there. It is what it is.
No,
I'm at a party, but I'm pulling you up.
I don't care, bro.
Why are you saying it in my face? Why do you think it's all right to say that to me?
Bro, I put numbers on the board. You know what I mean? I've done whatever. I am not getting into an altercation, especially for somebody that I even think is inferior to me in that regard. Bro, I am not getting into it.
What, man's inferior? Because you said your podcast is shit.
No. If I feel if I feel like, or if it's somebody I have no respect for, what does it matter what you feel about my podcast? You know what I mean? He's entitled to say whatever he wants to say.
I just think it's a smart move to mention the biggest artist in the world on an interview. In a cheeky way, and then pretend it's not cheeky.
But if you were to say...
Most of them got this most press since, I don't know what year.
But my thing is, you have to ask yourself, bro, like, you have to ask yourself, if you were to say he's promoting a project, he's got this coming out, he's doing this and so on, fair enough. What's there to gain?
I can't lie to you.
Some people, bro, like I said, not everyone is trying to get all the attention in the world at the time. You know what I mean?
You see Pusha, the way Pusha would go at Drake, yeah? Obviously, that's the obvious beef. Pusha stands on it. Pusha's not doing nothing else.
Because it's beef.
Most Def is using the front camera in his yard to say, I've been trying to message you, but reach out to me. Brother, stay there, man. You said something a little cheeky, which is fine. No problem. Stand on business, man. But man's on the internet, like, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, Keith. It looks so suckerish, yeah. It's mad.
Is it a backtrack?
Whether or not you agree or not, but for me, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. After we were getting cooked in the Spotify comments, when that video came out, I done this. I said, yes. Help me out, boy, because woo, they were cooking my ass.
And let me read some of them though, because they were actually funny still.
Really good ones as well, though.
Yeah, obviously. I was gonna go top to bottom as quick as I can.
Hey, yo,
you know what I mean, man.
I can't believe my man came in there and just read the one comment where I got
drawn
out.
Imagine
if I hadn't read them.
Imagine for the Rocky straight away, you know. All right, Rami Wamba says, I felt it for Keith on this episode. Mos Def is 100% a legend. What he said about Drake not being hip hop was wrong, but that shouldn't make you disregard his accomplishments. That's fair. Big Nat C says, can't lie, man, them fanning over Aubrey is too much still. The disrespect to them other dons is too much. Anthony Johnson says, Kevin Hart not being funny is more of a debate than Mos Def being a legend. Just to confirm, Mos is a legend. Johnny Mr. J says, Marv's disrespect for Mos Def is crazy for an 80s baby. Mos Def's impact can still be seen today. If you're talking MC, he's elite. Put in here, rubbing out the whole conscious rap of the 2000s. Watoyebi says, this wife thing's getting out of hand. Can we take a break?
Why for that?
Virgil says, it's quite disappointing that no one in this episode had an objective opinion about Mos Def's impact on today's rap. He introduced Kanye to the world and influenced a ton of rappers from 2000 on.
Nigga, that's what I said.
Jay Pappy, Marvin Taze need a trip back to the States to learn about hip-hop history. Mos Def is definitely a legend. Daz9 was hearing it all out until they started debating with or not Justin Bieber's a legend. Don't even listen to the guy, but Mos Def is a legend.
So who's the legend? Mos Def or Justin Bieber?
Brother. S. Ashanti 5 says, Marvin Taze are wrong about Mos Def, to be honest. No Table says, you could have had a discussion about what makes a good rapper. Only brought up success and popularity. This episode needs its own with a guest who actually listens to hip-hop music.
I agree.
Fair play. We'll do that.
So what I listen to you?
No, when they talk about specific type of hip hop.
Jumpman says, I can't lie, if Marvin American asked is Mos Def a legend, they would look at him crazy. Mos Def has not hit the same heights as other mainstream rappers, but to the underground world, he is a king.
You know what's funny? America's so big, what are you talking about? If I go to Houston and say Mos Def is a legend, they're looking at me like, who? Like, what are you talking about? But it depends on the different areas, bro. DJ Screw in Houston. If you go to New York, they're gonna say DJ Screw.
Tremaine Black, Mos Def 100% influenced Kanye. Featured on a song doesn't negate the fact that you were influenced to the artist and many of the features for College Dropout because they influenced him heavily. Shakur 9 says, how did no one mention MF Doom?
Remember MF Doom. No.
Kofi Boateng 95 says, Keith was defo right at the end. Music is too subjective. There will be people who won't rate the mainstream stars as mad as it sounds to us. That's just the reality. La Maquina says, if Marv is going to have discussions on music, he can't be despised towards Drake. Drake may be the best artist, no doubt, but he don't write his raps. So you can never qualify to be the best rapper.
How do you know that? So let me get it straight. You just proved that. You just said Drake's the best rapper. So what? So you're on our side? Anyway, forget.
Fred D says, what's Mos Def's impact? Kanye West. He literally introduced Ye as the future of music during one of his own shows. This was during the times Rockefeller was buying him off Ye in favor of PD Crack.
In hindsight, when you think of it, as you're like, you better be crazy. You know,
you gotta push a PD Crack over Kanye.
You know, the meetings, that man's trying to put his music over, that man said, we want to see what PD's working. Nah, but they play that new PD crap.
Nah, PD was cold, you know.
I didn't say he wasn't, but come on, man.
Bring
but
no, man.
I think it's a hindsight conversation where we see where Kanye is now. Because at the time, you know what I mean? You think to yourself, imagine, Bobby, you're a time traveler, but no one can hear you. And there are two CDs, and everyone keeps trying to grab the PD crack, and you keep trying to tell niggas, grab the other one. Grab the other
That's
one.
That's like that Interstellar meme. When he's looking at himself in the mirror, and he's like, no, back in the window, man, just in the record shop, yo. Let me get a new PD, dog. And now, get the Kanye, bro.
Dammy says, I can tell Marv doesn't listen to Most. Comparing Nas and Most Def, Most is more conscious and radical. What he meant was, in the Drake comment, was about capitalism.
The bigger conversation. That's why I say listen to the bigger conversation in terms of the capitalism that Most Def was talking about.
But you know, the maddest thing is, yeah, people say that, Most of it is conscious, but so is Nas. That's what I'm saying. What are you talking about? Nas is one of the most conscious rappers out there.
Yes, but
it's just that Ian, but he speaks more about, he's a storyteller, but he's mad conscious. Because remember, Nas was one of the first people to do that as well. Like, it wasn't just, he's like a poet. So what's good?
I think what the guy is saying is, Mos Def was more of a conscious rapper. Nas, I'd say, you know what I mean? He was conscious and mainstream. You know what I mean? He was a mainstream rapper with a conscious. You know what I mean?
What does mainstream mean? Because he wasn't mainstream. He was a popular rapper. He wasn't mainstream. That's different. Mainstream to me sounds like pop. You make pop. It's more, your music more watered down. His music wasn't watered down. Remember, the difference between mainstream and popular, bro. If you're a rapper that becomes popular, that's like Future. Is Future mainstream?
Yes.
Really? He's not mainstream, bro. He's just a popular rapper that is popular, but the music he makes is not mainstream.
He's kind of mainstream.
I'd say yeah, especially in America.
Well, I think we've got to Google what mainstream
is.
Mainstream,
like, it's not an underground. Those are not underground artists.
But that's the case.
You're going by old rules. I hear what you said.
But if that's the case, then most definitely, most definitely mainstream then.
Most definitely.
Because in terms of, he wasn't underground because he was known. So what does mainstream mean? Have you read it?
There we go. Mainstream musical artists are artists who can be heard on the radio and who are under contract to a record company. So mainstream is literally, if your stuff is, you know, definition, mainstream is, are you on the radio? Mos Def and them, man. Yeah, really?
No, he was on the radio with Miss Fat Booty and Oh No.
Yeah, but that's, you know what I mean? That's one of tracks. That wasn't, you know what I mean? But it's just, you know, one of those ones where he had more music that wasn't on the radio than music that was on the radio.
So for example, if you've had music that was on the radio and it's not on the radio anymore, you were mainstream. You're not mainstream anymore, but at a point in time, you were mainstream. So man could argue and say, you're, for example,
I don't think one song on the radio takes you and makes you mainstream.
No,
but that's the conversation. I think that's the debate. If we want
a journey, it's a journey to be mainstream.
Frank Lampard was a professional footballer. Whether he plays, I'm saying this in that, he's played football, he's a professional footballer. Whether you retire, you still were a professional footballer. So most of still was mainstream.
Yeah, but that's what
We're talking about a man that's had two caps though over a man that's had
no. But the thing caps. Is that because you're saying that, but I'm saying
I'm saying what's the measurement? If you're saying he's only had two,
that's
teams,
what I'm saying.
I'm saying two teams I can remember. I'm not a Mos Def fan.
Okay.
I know Miss Fat Booty and the tune with Pharrell Munch. Okay. I don't know.
I guess that's another conversation then.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a conversation that we need, you know, people with a whole lot more knowledge to be part of.
Mm. I mean,
also, by the way, next week we have my friend coming on the pod. She's coming to talk about swimming. She entered
Olivia.
Yeah, she entered a competition. I think it was 50 producers. She's coming on to this, she'll better explain it, but she entered a competition where they had to submit a short film or a pitch to a short film to win a Netflix budget. I think it was 50K, and she was one of the top five that won. So she shot a short film about black people and their relationship with swimming, but it's actually deep. I went to see the screening and yeah, it's actually sick. So she's coming on to talk about it and then it drops next week at some point. But she'll let us know when she comes on. So she's coming on next week.
Sure, Olivia. I want to read something. Mos Def, now known as Yasiin Bey, is generally considered more of an underground artist rather than a mainstream one. Despite his critical acclaim and respect within the hip-hop community, his work, especially in music, has often been more appreciated by a niche audience that values lyricism and social commentary. While he has had commercial success and he has appeared in mainstream films and television shows, his music stayed largely true to his roots, often addressing complex social and political themes, which hasn't always aligned with mainstream tastes. So while Mos Def is well known and highly respected, he's often seen more as an influential figure in underground hip hop rather than a mainstream commercial artist.
Marv, I understand now. The conversation's different.
No.
His problem isn't that Drake is successful. Is the social commentary doesn't reflect what's going on outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, bro. When you listen to the whole thing,
not to his taste.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
So what Drake song would you say reflects what's going on outside?
Depends on what you're talking about.
No, as in the stuff that's affecting
people
our community.
Dying right now.
What do you mean?
The stuff that's affecting our community.
Not
like, you see March Madness, yeah? Because Future said something about I'm gonna find the lyric. But they've called March Madness a conscious song. Because of this lyric.
Dirty sold it in the style, fo.
No.
100 million on the dash.
I'll be getting richer.
No way,
damn,
wait.
Damn, piss on bitches.
So, there's a bar where he says, yeah. How does it go again? Dirty sold it in the style, fo. Spending days to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to NASA. 200 miles on the dash. But I roll the pound up and gas it. Switch your names in the Grand Rapid. We the one that kept it cool with all the niggas till the niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film, made a movie, nigga, go and let him have
it. What part like, yeah. Or this
cop shooting niggas tragic. That line.
So that makes a conscious song.
Bro.
Come on.
I saw a journalist write Future talk social commentary. That
Lord,
one line.
Lord knows, Drake.
He's heard what does he say?
I'm more concerned with niggas thinking about Christmas in August. Having a bag, can't afford gifts for their daughters. That's it, done. It's done. It's conscious, bro.
I told you, if you listen,
am I lying though?
Jokes aside, like I
said, no, but I'm not.
Jokes aside, in what? Terms of social commentary, what Mos Def was talking about in the whole thing, and if you guys do end up listening to it or whatever, he was talking about what's happening, and he was like, right now, people in the world are dying. You know what I mean? He was speaking specifically, you know what I mean, about Palestine and so on and so on. And he was talking about the state of what is out there. And he was like, we're going to look back at this, you know what I mean, in so many years. And he's like, what impact did you have at this time? So that was his conversation.
You see what annoys me?
Bro,
don't tell me what to do with my platform, bro. Because it's the same as someone saying, for example, Free Shots, use all you talk about is blah, blah. You don't talk about... Like, what were you saying?
You're going to look back at this episode in 25 years.
What are you talking about? Because at the end of the day, we would say to that person, fuck off. So why is he allowed to say, no, you're not allowed to say that because, brother, with your platform, you are still a legend, right? You still have a platform and a voice. You use your voice to do it.
And he is. And that's what he was saying.
And that's to shut up then. Use your voice and be quiet.
Like I'm saying, no.
You can't tell a man to use my voice or something that you're not using your... I mean, I'm not saying... Because I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't heard... him do that. I'm not saying he hasn't, but it hasn't been over vocal. Put it this way.
The conversation, and let me clarify before we go on a tangent. That's it. And again, if you listen, you have to listen to it for yourself because he's not saying Drake has to do this. He was speaking about the wider state of music and the, you know, the content that is coming out of, you know what I mean, the community at the moment and, you know what I mean, the state of it. And literally, so he's not saying Drake has to do this. Or he never said, and this is it, you have to listen to it. He never said Drake has to do anything or anyone has to do anything. He just said, we're going to look back at, you know, ourselves a certain amount of time from now. And when XYZ is going on, you know what I mean, what is the impact? And like I said, people can take from that what they want to take from. But like, let me clarify, he didn't say Drake has to do anything with his platform.
I hear that, but my thing is this, hip-hop now, hip-hop's been chatting rubbish from then. there's some bare questionable lyrics that man dropped back in them days.
100%, and that's literally for him. That's why
I know. So I don't know, like, what, it's taken you, what, 25 years to realise that?
He's not saying.
I'm just saying, is it like...
Bro, he hasn't. Look at Mos Def in terms of...
Hip-hop's always been a mad thing, bro.
Look at Mos Def, and you know what I mean? And these are people, like, I say with certain people, we can be like, oh, you know what I mean? You're not living, whatever, whatever. If you look at the trajectory of Mos Def's life, you know what I mean? How he's lived, you know what I mean? Going from Mos Def to Yasiin Bey, look at how he lives, you know what I mean? You know when people say people that live their raps or whatever? We can sit here and say, you know what? Maybe we don't agree with his opinion. Maybe people should be allowed to do whatever they want to do with, you know what I mean, with their platform, essentially. But Mos Def is one of those people where you can say, you know what? He's one of those people that lives his raps, essentially. You know what I mean? He feels certain things should be a certain way. So he himself lives a certain way. And another person I feel is like that. Look at Andre 3000. When he was talking about, you know, he's like, I'm not happy with the state of music. I don't want to be part of XYZ and I want to do this, this, and this.
Yeah, but
and
he didn't rub out an next man to do that, exactly. Though. And also, man have picked up a flute, man.
And also, he just said, you know what? I'm too old for this. I've got nothing to talk about. He said, I've got nothing to
talk
about.
You might have focused, like I said, cool. He said whatever about, you know what I mean, Drake.
No,
cool,
no, no.
That's
one
thing.
But
like I said, there's a wide, but like I'm saying, we're latched onto, like
no,
I'm
but
saying,
Keith,
there's a wider message, you know what I mean? No, we're latched onto the whole Drake thing.
No, but Keith,
that's a tiny part of what
you
said.
Yeah, but you're doing the opposite of what we're doing. You're latching onto the bigger part of the message. We don't care about the big part of the message. We're saying
you could have said what you said without being
disrespectful. Yeah, without being cheeky. That's it.
But you don't think he was being cheeky. So that's why.
That's why the conversation for me because I don't see that as being condescending. He put out his opinion.
I got dilemmas, buddy. But we got time. We got another 45. What did you say you want to talk about?
Carnival.
Yeah.
You can crack on with your thing if you want. All right,
let's like introduce your Jim Jones, then he'll introduce his Jim Jones.
I don't mind. If you maybe read some
dilemmas.
Okay, cool.
I did it at the end, no? I wanted to make sure I read out the Spotify comments. I've done that.
Okay, cool. I'll
go into my topic after. By the way, I posted a video on my Instagram talking about CMOS and the orders was ordering still, so man's got a little influence. You know, make sure you stick at it though. It's not just a one order thing. Do it for at least 16 weeks to see the benefits. Don't just order it and then, yeah. So make sure you keep doing it.
He's getting commission.
No, I'm not.
Don't listen to him. I'm joking.
two tablespoons a day, man.
Remember, Yasiin, what's his name again?
Yasiin Bey.
He gets CMOS as well.
So he looks like a man that takes CMOS.
Nah, he does, I heard.
Oh.
Conscious man, I have to have CMOS.
You're dumb.
It's true.
I said, well, I've got Empress.
Smize loves CMOS as well.
That's it. And I love that thing there.
And Newcastle 3-0. What's going on today?
They win or lose?
Villa winning.
Arsenal winning as well, isn't it?
Is he? Arsenal won 2-1. Luton 4-0.
Luton are good, man.
Yeah, I use bood.uk, but you're free to use whatever CMOS you want. You don't have to order from there. But if you do, you know what I'm saying? They're good peoples.
All right, so basically this topic now is Carnival, yeah? So we've heard that Carnival are going to ban a couple of floats this year due to rules being broken about the use of...
Basically, they violated the music policy. So Tropical Fusion are one of the people that are... They basically posted this.
Mm-hmm.
We love and appreciate our Tropical Fusion family so much, and we're sorry for the disappointment of us not being on the roads 2024. We'll be back for 2025. Following conversations with reps of Notting Hill Carnival, we were informed that we had too much of a large following and that we had violated the music policy. Whilst we felt like these sanctions were debatable and are disappointed by the outcome of our appeal, ultimately we have to accept the decision no matter how heartbroken we are. Stay tuned for further exciting news from Tropical Fusion. Yeah, and obviously that caused... I think basically Notting Hill mentioned floats that are going to attend this year's carnival.
Yeah.
And obviously some people were looking forward to seeing certain names. And I think one of the big ones, or two of the big ones, or a number of the big ones, were the ones that were removed. Hence why it caused uproar on the timeline. So the debate with the whole music policy at carnival started again. And yeah, we're here going to talk about it for about 20 minutes.
So for us, for example, we don't really go carnival like that. And if we do go carnival, we're not following floats. We normally go to a sound system. Well, I do. I normally go to a sound system. Either Volcano
So you're
sounds.
Basically there for the reasons people are complaining?
I don't care what reason they complain.
There.
I'm there supporting. I never cause any trouble at Carnival.
I eat food.
I buy food.
I buy drink.
I what's the word? I chip into the Carnival economy. You get me?
So, Hello? be angry at those that go for free, man.
Come on, or fight. Like, I don't go there to fight. I go there to chill, whatever, vibe, crack joke, whatever, whatever. So,
but
there are people within the soca community that I'm going to ring a couple of DJs and whatever now that are within that scene that maybe can shed more light on why people are so vexed or because
I get them niggas cancelled.
Get them kicked off
the dumb.
Can I just say that I went to Antigua, spoke to a couple of people and I asked them and they said soca is a big part. Soca is carnival.
Yeah.
That's how they see it. So it kind of made me understand why there's gripe in carnival
and,
today.
And, I hear
it. You know what I mean? Personally, with soca music, you know what I mean? I would literally rather listen to my screaming. That's my opinion. I do not like soca. You know what I mean? I'd like to literally just listen to my scream all day. I prefer that to soca, but I understand why they would want just soca at a carnival. Mm. That's one of those things where I totally understand it. When I look at, you know, the foundation of it, where it's come from, I hear it. What do you say?
About to clip it. For me personally,
Brent just cut the first bit and don't leave it the second bit.
A brother.
Bro, let them cook you, bro. They're going to start that one soak on Instagram.
The view shared.
Bro, it is what it is. Yeah, like,
it
don't
is,
care.
It is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is.
No, wait, clarify. No, finish your sentence,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I'm going to finish. The view shared had nothing to do with me.
And
Taser Black. Taser went to Antigua. He was at the carnival.
After that, I like.
I'm going to go to a couple of soak events this year.
I'm coming to the Caribbean.
Do you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, at the end of the day, if you don't like something, it goes back to the Drake and Yasin, what's his name? Yasin
Ahmed. Yes, you didn't need to say what you had to say.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't need to say how you said it, bro. You're trying to say you weren't being condescending? You weren't being condescending?
I was.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's so much products.
But that's me, bro.
So much juice.
But what the hell does that have to do with what most of them
say? You're going to use your front camera like Yasin's. I'm not, like I said, you might have known me, but I don't know.
You can say, there's a lot of things you can say about me, but you might have known me long enough to say, if I say it, I said it. I'm not going to come out here and put out statements to say I didn't mean this when they're cooking me. Let them cook.
No.
And you know, I'm good at just not reading that shit. You see what I'm saying? I read the shit I want to see. If I don't want to see it, bro, if I don't read them comments,
you motherfucker, bro.
They can call me whatever they want to call
mother
it.
Cunt.
You know what I mean? After a little bit, they're going to be gone. What, men are going to come out there and insult me because
you can't go carnival, man.
Bro, I don't go carnival. I've not been to carnival in so long. It's not for me, and I put my hands up.
Nah, that is funny.
But I can also say I understand why, you know what I mean, the purists.
I listen from one of the DJs, by the way.
You know what I mean? I can see why the purists would just
I stand on business.
I'm standing on business.
I hear Mike screaming.
100%.
No, I'm going to call Set Influential first.
Bro, do you know how many of my friends love soccer?
And then I'm going to speak to someone else, another DJ.
Did they go to the event?
Yes, bro. You know what I mean? They go to all, like, proper, the whole nine yards, bro. They know I don't give a shit about, you know, any of that. And I would say
but
to them,
with soca is different though, in terms of, like, for example, if someone said to me, some West Indian said to me, I hate Afrobeat, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm like, so?
And I'm out in the dance too, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
See, boys,
you know? I wouldn't care.
And people used to say that about Afrobeats all the time, bro.
Exactly.
People used to get mad when Afrobeats.
They're the ones in the raves now. Arms folded.
When Afrobeat comes on.
It is what it is, bro. If you don't
this
like
DJ,
it, girls are vexed now, you know?
DJ taking a mic.
There's no bashment, though.
No bashment. Like, it's 1 o'clock.
No, but big man, he's not everyday gas, though, man. Shoulder fling, bro. Come on, man.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.